Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 55. Today is Saturday, February 18, 2017-19. And I am your host, Lita. And joining me is my co-host, Stone.
Boo.
Good morning, Stone.
Good evening, Lita.
You know I have to say it. You know what I really like? I like the happy face of Stone when the intro plays on time as opposed to the other face where it doesn't. So it's good. Yeah.
And then I swear. Face. Yeah.
Yeah, and then that beep beep beep. Yeah. So yes, awesome.
So okay.
Well, that's good. It played well.
So I just wanted to say something before we move on. Okay. So last week we had stuff come up, and I just want to say thank you to you and DC for taking over stuff when I couldn't be here.
No problem.
It's a huge, huge help. You have no clue. Just being able to handle things on my side and not needing to worry about the show and stuff. Big help. So thank you. And
no Azzy, worry.
I'm sorry.
We had fun.
But I want to get Azzy back on like for a live show. So
yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. We'll have to have Azzy back on for a live show. Yep. Sure. We had a lot of fun. It was great. I think Nisi will agree. We did have a lot of fun, and it was and she got outnumbered because it was two Aussies against one. So that was kind of fun. But alas, I'm outnumbered this week because I've got the Aussie time slot here, but you guys have got the
Eastern.
Other time slot. So, and we've got Rogue Slayer.
Hey, Rogue Slayer.
Hey, y'all.
How are you doing?
Rogue Slayer. Thanks for coming and joining us again. We appreciate it.
I am happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, what we thought we'd do is to start off, we would just let people know, for those new people who have joined us and maybe don't know you as well as we know you, if you can just tell them a little bit about you and what you do, because we all know who you are. You're a Rogue Slayer. We know Rogue Slayer. So tell us, who are you?
Who am I? I am Rogue Slayer. I like walking in the woods and the beach. Walking in the woods. I live on the edge of a state park. I've been playing WoW for a while. Gosh, I don't know how long. I don't know. Maybe 8 years, something like that. So maybe 6 years. I don't know. A while. I started listening to the Control Alt WoW podcast when I first started playing. After a friend of mine nagged me to play, I finally did. My first night, I'll just try this out. I ended up staying up all night, and suddenly Lita's heard this story before, but suddenly the birds were singing and they weren't in game outside my window. So I was hooked and I subscribed and it went down from there. But started listening to Control Alt WoW and then started attending the chat rooms and stuff. And then was it Asheo? Somebody on there started playing Iron Man and I heard about it. So I started exploring it and I was hooked. And as you can tell from that staying up all night playing, I tend to get, all in to things. and I just started playing these Iron Man tunes. These were, it was just Iron Man. I remember I had my little gnome mages. I just kept dying and dying. I couldn't get past level 4.
Yeah.
But I kept going.
This was way back before the the revamp, wasn't it? Before Stone took over. This is the original Iron Man. Yep,
the original one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And my first audio that I submitted to Control Out Wow was talking about my initial forays into Iron Man. One of which was particularly fun. It was an orc, and she met her untimely death by stepping off the cliff behind the Ratchet Inn. You know, I swore the path was there, but she just stepped right off the cliff. Oh, bam. Yeah. You know, yeah. Death in a goblin town.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but, and then I remember when the website sort of vanished for a while, and then Stone came riding to the rescue and said, "Oh, I have you." And so now I've taken up the reign of the Bloodthirsties and the pacifists and just went a little crazy. And right. And that's pretty much what I do now. I play the Iron Tunes just all the time. In fact, just today I logged on to Control Out Wow on Winterhoof Guild, and the Guildmaster's inactive flag was up. I tweeted a Prillion, you know, "Psst, Guildmaster inactive is up," and just, "Oh, thanks." And then a few minutes later, "Wow, you've been playing a lot." Like, yes, I have. I've been rotating through all my tunes.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's what I do. I mean, I do have all kinds of tunes. I have tons and tons. I have, like, I don't know, 50 tunes or something like that. But I have when 100 was still the cap, I managed to have one of every class and race at 100.
Awesome.
But I haven't done any challenge tunes. I haven't gotten to 80 yet. I've gotten to 73, but I haven't hit 80 yet. I'm hopeful. So that's who I am.
Wow.
Nice.
Any other questions?
How did you lose your 73?
She was at 73, and I have since been scolded by the masses on the internet that, you know, "You shouldn't have been in Grizzly Hills." But I was over in Grizzly Hills, and I was doing fine. I was doing fine until I had her out, out on that far seaside of Grizzly Hills, and you have to kill some wolves, and there's some fish you have to net and stuff. And I was there, and I was killing a wolf, and then all of a sudden, one of those ruined giant spawned where I was. Like, it wasn't there, and then it faded in and sneezed at me, and I was dead.
That,
I was just like, but
I actually now remember you saying that. Was it the last time you were on?
Yeah.
Was it the one before?
I think the last time I was here, I told that story, and I also told the story of the next one that I got up to Outland. Mm-hmm. He was one of my guy tunes. He got taken down while flying, while hovering in midair in Hellfire Peninsula, and a Fel Reaver took me down. He, like, swatted me out of the air while he was on his route. I'm like, "No fairies, I was in the air." Yeah. Gosh darn it.
So you're not even safe.
You're not safe now, Fel Reaver. Just, you know, just run. Run. Oh, or fly. Swing away.
Yeah.
Don't fly too low, but don't fly too high.
Don't fly too high either. We learned that lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. I've not learned that lesson myself. I've learned the other one, but, you know.
Yep.
Each to their own. We all have lessons to learn, people. Just remember that. Yep. Awesome. So what else have you been doing?
So lately, I have, after my untimely demises, above noted, I've actually been getting better at getting to Outlands. Mm-hmm. And I've actually gotten a couple out to Northrend. So that's not like this new unexplored territory for challenges for me quite so much. But before that, I was very excited on the last contest. The Frozen contest, I managed to have one alive at the end in the top 10.
Yay!
Top 10, I didn't make it onto the top three that you post, you know, the winners, but I was in the top 10. I think I was like the sixth one that was still qualified, something like that. I mean, she's still alive.
Cool.
She's still alive and leveling. So that was pretty awesome.
Do you do you think that you're getting faster and getting your tunes up to the Outland stage now, or do you think it's about the same?
It's funny you should mention that, because my very next note is to talk about how I'm trying to be slow and steady, and I'm finally kind of getting into the zen of it. You know, before I would try to be, take it careful, like you shouldn't be in Grizzly Hills at 73. I'm trying to take that heart. So I'm trying to just like keep myself in the greens, even at a low level. I can't do it in the zero to tens, because it's impossible to have them be green there. Yeah. But, you know, once I get up into the next zone areas, I'm trying to keep them green. So I'm doing a lot of zone hopping, and it's not driving me crazy so much anymore like it used to, where I just, oh my God, I have to get out of here. So I think I'm doing okay with that. And that is how I got Ironic Hunter, who was my initial little gnome hunter when they first released Gnome Hunters into the wild. I started her up. She might have been my second one. I might have killed one off really low, but I had her, and she was going nice and slow. And I had her out into Borean Tundra, and she was like level 70, and I was still working my way through Borean Tundra, and I'd been bouncing her back to Howling Fjord, and you know, working it and working those quests. And I had her over in the quarry in Borean Tundra. You know, where the artifact hunters are and everything.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, doing the quest, but I was sticking to the outskirts, and I actually managed, I could fly. So I managed to get her perched on a little shelf. I'm like, ha, I can pick them off one by one here, but they were just a little bit out of my range. And this isn't a zone. Of course, you know what's coming next. This isn't usually a quest line I do, but I knew I could do it. So these
two famous words.
Yeah, these little artifact hunters were just out of my range. So I was like inching forward just a little bit to get a little closer so I could send my pet down. And I fell off the freaking slide, the edge thing. Didn't die, but I fell right into the midst of this, you know, five or six of them. And they're like, kill, invader.
Wow.
But slow and steady was working until I forgot my other rule of only do quests you're super, super familiar with. But of course, none of these high quests I'm super familiar with anymore, because it's been so long since I've been able to do them.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't do play my regular tunes. But I had another one, a little bit ironic. She's the one that sings on the Control Out Wow segment that I do. Mm-hmm. I had her, and she was doing well, and she got out there. She was at 55, and I had her in Searing Gorge. So you can tell it's 55 in Searing Gorge. I'm holding back here. You know, I have in the past had 55s over in Swamp of Sorrows, and you know, but she was doing okay. But you know, I had her on that quest where you have to get in the helicopter up at Thorium Point, and you have to fly ride the helicopter over and shoot, you know, air missiles at the guys coming out of the cave. You're clearing the way, and then you land and you go into the caverns and you do all your quests. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, towards the end of the Searing Gorge quest lines. And so I was in the helicopter, and I was sure to call me. And you know, I live in the States, and we have this president, and he has these cabinet nominees, and on the TV came the thing where they were, you know, telling Elizabeth Warren to sit down and shut up, and I was watching this, and I was in, I'm in the helicopter, I'm fine. Well, you know, those little guys that are coming out of the caves, they're shooting at the helicopter, and the helicopter health goes down. And I didn't notice this until the helicopter health was really, really low. And by then, I tried to start shooting, but it was too late. And the helicopter blew up, and I plummeted to my death.
Wow.
So you can blame Attorney General Jeff Sessions, because those are the confirmation hearings I was watching.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So everybody, when you're in a helicopter or some sort of airborne vehicle, don't assume you're okay. Whether it's a fell reaver or a bunch of iron dwarves coming out of a cave, they're going to get you if you don't pay attention.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's it for my deaths that I'm going to go over. I've had a couple others, okay. But they weren't too exciting, you know.
Okay.
But I've been doing Love Is in the Air. And it's awesome. Obviously not my Bloodthirsties. My Bloodthirsties, each of them sort of has a little rare root that it does, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very sad for me when I outgrow that zone. You know? Yeah. I have to go find other things to do. But my pacifists and my regular irons have been having a fabulous time doing Love Is in the Air. My pacifists sort of have... They do their cooking quest, and I have one that just she fishes because it's not against the rules, so she fishes. That's my PAX rules because she goes by the pacifist rules by the book.
Right.
So she does her cooking and fishing and distributing candy or shooting perfume and stuff. And mm-hmm. then my regular irons do the spraying and distributing perfume, and then they go out and kill things to get the little love tokens and make the bracelets. Yep. And they distribute the bracelets, and then they go to bed, and I go get my next one because, as you know, I have many, so I can't even get through all of them in one day. But I do a rotation, so they all get the love, you know. But it's been awesome. I got some in my eye now, but nope, there it goes. It's been awesome for leveling. between all the killing that they're doing to get the little hearts, and then the XP they get for turning in the bracelets, the tokens, it's been awesome. So I usually by the end of my segment you ask some sort of question about, so what do you have out there now? And I have to, well, I think I wrote them all down this time, so this
Yay.
Is what I
do. All right,
for pacifists I have a druid at 36, a rogue mm-hmm. at 44, and a druid at 45.
Wow, nice.
For Bloodthirsties, I have a priest at 26 and two hunters at 27, one horde, one alliance. Mm-hmm. And then for irons, I have a warlock at 19, a paladin at 22, a hunter at 29, a mage at 33, and Frosty Final, my live tune from the Frozen Challenge, is at a mage at 45.
Boo.
And that's what I have.
Nice. Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So, I mean, we've only got a couple more days of love, you know, Love Is in the Air.
Yeah, I think it's like Wednesday of next week.
Yeah. 21st. Yeah, so it's... But that's still, I mean, the
Are
fact
you kidding
that...
me? And Monday's a holiday here.
Yeah.
Oh, we have one too.
Nice.
And my wife's out of town. Woohoo!
And what time are you going to be going to bed? Yeah. Bed, schmed. Who needs bed?
Oh, man.
Who needs sleep?
Sleep is for the weak, right?
That's yeah, weird. It is, except when your body crashes and then you're like,
I seem to be weak every day.
I do have to say that I had a little bit of an excuse for the 55 that I killed off in the helicopter. Mm-hmm. I had the plague last week. I had the sore throat, fuzzy head. So I wasn't working for a couple of days. And it was on one of those days that I was just sort of like hanging out. I couldn't really think to work. But hey, I can play.
Yeah.
And that's also why I was, you know, had the TV on in the background. And
yeah.
So I blame it on the plague.
Okay.
Blame it on the plague. That should be a song.
Did.
Blame it on the plague. That would be good. Yeah, nice. Well, commiserations on obviously the ones that you've lost this week, but you've still, the fact that, you know, so many's turning over with all your, you know, doing all your love bits and pieces is great. I mean, the XP definitely can't be sneezed at.
It's
you
been
know,
awesome.
It's like free XP.
One of these that I have, Iron Overlay, I actually went back out and did a Pandaren. Took me a couple tries to get her alive and off the island, but I did it. So she's out there now. She's another mage.
Wow. Nice.
I'm kind of hooked on these mages now.
They are pretty strong. Like I was surprised with doing that contest. Oh, I thought, nah, And I think my, I can't remember, did mine ding 30? Mine's still going too. And I'm still amazed at how quite strong the mage has been, which is good. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, nice. I just, as it got a little higher, I tend to make sure I send my minion into battle first.
Yeah.
And then I will shoot after and they've then taken their first shot, and that seems to work a lot better.
Yeah.
No, that sounds good. Awesome.
I just realized you could see the reflection of my computer in the window.
Nice. I wasn't even looking at that.
Yep, that's what it is.
There's somebody behind you. Oh, the phone calls coming.
What I have behind me is like still a foot of snow. Although this morning I woke up, it was 16 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh,
this afternoon it was 54.
Yeah, we went up to a high of plus 12 for us, which is, I don't know, plus 50, I guess, or something. So snow was going away. And it's so weird because we shoveled twice this week because we got tons of snow. And now all of a sudden it's like, bye-bye. Like, thank you.
Yep.
Sure.
It's sublimating when it goes directly from a solid to a gas.
Wow.
It was like 36 degrees Celsius here yesterday.
Wow.
I will take that. Hot. I will take that.
Mm-hmm.
I will trade you. Mm-hmm. I will trade you any day.
Yeah. I just want to make a snowman and build snow angels. That's all I want to do.
You would love it for a week.
Like, I just want,
and then be sick.
I would probably love it for a week and then I'd be, it's all cold and wet and
that's
slimy.
How we are too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This snow's actually been really good because it came down, it was pretty, it was white, blanketed everything, and now it's melting. We've already had a chance to get all gray and aggravating and
dirty.
You know. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, cool. Yeah, one of these days I'll get to play in snow. But at the moment, not so much. Anyway,
you could, Stone, what have
you been up to?
You know, you could buy like $2,000 ticket and fly here.
Mm. Yeah, we have this conversation every couple of weeks and I go, yeah,
just
sure.
A simple matter of buying
pull
a plane
out my
ticket and
money
go.
Tree. Sure.
Just go shake the tree. It'll fall.
Shake it. Shake it real good. But nothing comes out. I shake and shake and nothing comes out.
Well, you know, you could get a kayak and start
not
paddling out.
Not shaking hard enough?
Yeah.
It'd be a lot cheaper. Just, you know, pack some food.
It's a good way to tone up my arms.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And get some floaties.
All the way up the
little,
coast.
The little floaties that go on your arms. The little yellow ones that kids have when they go swimming.
Yep.
That would be good. I'll have them just in case.
Yep.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Nice.
Awesome.
You can just tow a little raft behind you with your supplies.
Well, when you so that'll take you about 2 or 3 years, right?
I'll wait.
Yeah,
probably.
Can I get
internet right out in the middle of the ocean?
Maybe.
Because I could set it up and I could
satellite.
Have like, my laptop.
A satellite
I could have
phone.
My yeah. iPad.
Yeah, put a satellite on the bow.
Sure.
Okay. Satellite.
Easy.
Satellite. Okay.
Sailboats do it.
There we go.
Those round the world sailors, they're all internet connected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I need. All right. I'll look into that. You two are crazy.
Come on, Lita.
Anyway, speaking of crazy.
Speaking of crazy, Lita, what did you do this week?
No, I'm playing. No, you go first.
Booyah.
You always go first.
Why?
Don't throw off the pattern, man.
Yeah, don't throw off my OCD.
I always go first,
you go first. You go first. What you doing?
All right.
I know you did something.
I did my bloodthirsty.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a burn. It was a burn. And I just realized it like way after the fact. I'm like, wow, she burned me good. Okay, bloodthirsty. I leveled up my character from 19 to 20. It wasn't a big deal, but it was like that was that one that I was running around in wetlands, and that was the one where I was missing everything because everything was about 3 or 4 levels higher than me, and I was like, this is not good. So I was feeling brave because I was on a high character, and I wanted to get more chances at getting the whelp, because I still don't have that whelp.
Oh, okay.
And I want the whelp, and I figure, well, on this character, I'm going to be killing lots of stuff. I'm going to kill stuff in here for a long time until I get that whelp.
How's that working out for you?
I've got that spot.
How many kills you up to?
Well, on the bloodthirsty one in Wetlands, 56. Or, wait, 56?
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little bit more. I can't remember.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's just say minimum of 56. In, like the, Azzy, it's the Crimson Whelp. But I want to earn it. Like, I want to get it. Like, me. I don't want it just given to me and stuff, right? So I want to get it.
You want to earn it.
Earn it.
The old-fashioned way.
So I think he's the last whelp that I need for the whole lot of them, and then I'll have them all. Also, I also need the Crimson Whelp for my collection up there. You can't see that, but I need the Crimson Whelp, the Emerald one, and there's a third one. There's a yellow one? Is there a bronze one? I think I'm missing the bronze.
Bronze one.
Yeah, I've got three out of the six so far.
And there's the Nightmare. Have you got the Nightmare Whelp? The dark blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's so cute.
Yeah.
I think I've only got three whelps, like the whelp plushie.
Yeah.
At the moment. Yeah, I want all of them because they are so gorgeous.
I want the whelps.
I want them all.
So I was playing on my Death Knight Iron.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man for Azzy. Iron Man. Who was at level 63? And I decided, okay, let's just give her a go, see how far I can get. I'm feeling good. I want to get up to. I wanted to complete Outland, and it wasn't going to be in one hitting, but I wanted to get it done and move on, right? So, things were going well. I finished off the remainder of some Hellfire quests and a few of this. And Gurmarsh quests, like just a very, very, very small few of them. And I went to a Terrakar Forest. And last time, what I had done that was right after Gurmarsh, I had gone down into Grand. And things were fine, and then I did something dumb and I died. But but I thought, okay, I'm just going to go keep things green, right? And just. Be safe, right? And so I was in the keep area, like just on the outside where you have to kill wolves and the peons that are working on the trees and stuff like that. I've been playing this game for a long time, and I don't think I've ever come across a pat until now, and there's a pat of orcs riding around on wolves. There's like five or six of them, and they hit me once, twice, three times, lady. So I popped everything I could, and I think I managed to kill two of them in time, and eventually I died, and I was like,
no,
So, and it's funny. Fair and Azzy are saying that they've seen them. I have never seen them.
Sounds familiar.
Never seen them.
And I've like, gotten eaten by the hyena pack in Desolus. But I've never seen a pack of orcs in Terrakar.
So that's what got me this time. And so then I decided I was going to convert that tune to a tin and just see how far I can go, but still not following the full tin rules. I want to still follow the full iron rules. I want to see how far I can actually go, right? And I'm making notes of where it was that I, you know, got killed and stuff. And on my like third kill afterwards of coming back, a weapon decided to drop. And I want you to read out the name of this weapon. Like, it dropped like almost right after I had died.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read?
So it's called
Stone Reaper.
Stone Reaper.
That's awesome.
That is hilarious. It's a pity it doesn't have, you know how like some of the items that you get has got, you know, like a little
flavor
yellow
text. Yeah,
of,
flavor
of
text.
Something. Yeah. And this should be the, you know, like the bringer of death of any stone tune.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? And it's actually, it was, if you can see on the damage per second, it's actually 16.6 over my 13.8. And I was like,
yeah, that's massive.
It's an upgrade. And like, thanks. But you know, it would have been nice to have this before I had died. But
yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I think I'm just about done. I think I'm doing where I left off at that camp. Down at the bottom of the zone, not the caravan. It's that other little camp that's on the edge of the forest and the bone wastes.
The little dwarf camp.
Yeah, where eventually I'll have to escort one of the dwarves over to do a dig. And I'm 60. I think I'm still 65. I might be 66. I can't remember, but
okay.
Dang it! I'm so mad. I don't know if I could name my tune that. I'm pretty sure that's gone. That's what Nisi says. But that was my week. I mean, I was planning on playing
Stone
War
Reaper.
Twos, but
that would be really cool for a Death Knight Stone Reaper. Yeah. It would be cool if you could like name your little minion, you know, when you're that spec that has the little minion thing.
My ghoul.
I wish I could. Yeah, ghoul. That's the word. See, I'm thinking minion. I'm a warlock. I think minions. I don't think ghouls. I think in minion terms. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
So that was my week. I was.
Wow.
Yeah. So. I'm kind of
pretty awesome.
But
well, sorry about your death, but it'll be interesting to see how the tin.
Well,
tin goes.
I was about
and
to delete it.
Because we had this discussion
it.
Last week.
Well,
last week, the week before.
The week
about
before.
Converting.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that in the site news too about that too. I was actually thinking about deleting the tune, but then I'm like, well, I wonder how far I could actually get. With the current rules, right? And I'm still mad about
give
that
it a go and see.
Because again, I felt good with that tune too. And it's Outland.
Yeah.
Outland.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing. You know, is
I just
is gotta
get
a
over
lot
the
of times
Outland
you feel
hump.
Really good about a tune and bleh, we're dead. Mm-hmm. So maybe we've got to not feel good about it. You know, maybe it's the other way. I don't know.
I should try doing that with one of mine that I get up there and just convert it and keep on going just so I can see Pandaria once more. It's been so long.
Yeah.
I miss you, Pandaria.
Why not? Might as well.
And that way when I finally get an actual iron up there, it won't all be so vague to me.
It'll be when. It's definitely when. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Well, that's exciting. And as long as you've got, you know, if you've got room on your account to do it, then why not? Give it a go. And if not, get another account.
I have two accounts now. I have my original account, and then I have I got a separate account that I have one Horde and one Alliance regular tunes. They're both 100.
That's
and
right.
Then all the rest are just for my challenge tunes.
Nice.
Yep, so I don't have
well,
to
Well, I mean, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. They're over there, and these are over here. And that way, also, I can use my original account tunes to add them to guilds.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. So you can sort your own stuff out and not have to always, you know, because not everyone's always on, and sometimes it's easier just to do it yourself, so to speak. Yeah, exactly. So I guess you want to know what I've been doing.
What have you been doing?
Funny you ask that. Up until before we started the show, my whole thing was going to be about I have not played any challenge tunes this week because, again, like you, I have been focused on Love is in the Air, but in an entirely different way. Mm-hmm. And hence why by the time I get through running 37 tunes through the dungeon, I don't have a lot of time to do very much else. And most of my tunes, as Stone would attest to now, are DPS. I don't have a lot of heals or a lot of tanks.
Oh, I have zero heals. Thanks.
So, it's when I'm doing it by myself. And again, thank you, Stone, for the other night for doing the runs with me. That was cool.
I was going to say.
It's like, what?
Really?
Thank you. He came and tanked on
wow,
for me.
Wow, Jelly's out the dark.
Which was hilarious. No, it was he tanked the dungeons for me, which was great. And so I thought today I was going to play and podcast, which is what I'm doing. I don't often do it a lot. Normally on Adventures in Azeroth, Stone and I are logged into the game, and and we were playing this week because we were doing the dungeon runs and Stone was streaming it. And it was a lot of fun. And I thought, bugger this. I'm going to go play one of my challenge tunes. So I thought, which one? And I thought, I'm not hopping on my 61 iron. I can guarantee you that's not happening. No. So I had a look to see who was 12
somewhere.
Yeah, so I have my little baby bloodthirsty. It's the hunter that I started because the druid's going okay. She's about level 34 or something, but she's so squishy. She's so squishy, and I'm not enjoying. It's like kill, like, you know, spell. It's dead. Quick, heal myself up. Kill another thing. Heal myself up.
I love my druids.
She's in feral, and I'm just like, oh. So every time I've got to kill something, then I've got to heal, then I kill, then I heal, and it's like taking me forever.
Try that other spec. I used to do all mine in feral, my regular ones, and then when we got defaulted to actually having a spec, I decided, hey, I can have a spec, I can change a spec, and I picked the other one. Was it balance?
The balance.
And that you can be like the owl guy.
Yeah.
Because that one's really cool. You put it in that owl form and it's just like, whatever.
Okay. I must admit, I've not tried that. I was thinking maybe I'd try tank. Maybe that might, you know, if I go into the bear, might be better. But I just was like, squishy. So I had started the hunter because I thought, I hadn't done a blood on a hunter. And I thought, well, I'll see how it goes. So I've got my little cat at the moment, and she's running around lock mode and killing spiders and bears and tunnel rats and that. So I started off at level 11. I just had hit level 11 last time I played her and logged her out. And now I dinged level 12 while you were talking. So I did tweet. Congrats. I tweeted out my picture. So she hit level 12, and I've just been killing a couple of things. Did find one rare. The rare is, hang on, now bear with me, because now I've got to remember what was. It was Grizzlack, the one up near the mine, the big rat.
Oh, lives in the hut.
Yes, that lives in the hut. So he was up and I killed him, which was awesome because that gave me like 1700 or some ridiculous amount of XP. And I was like, yay, that's so exciting.
They're so awesome. Mm.
And I've not found another one. So she's about 3 and a bit bars from dinging 13. So so I'm happy with that. But it's just been, it's just not a lot of time to focus on challenge tunes, other than I seriously have looked at quite a few this week and just gone, is she low enough if I kill her? If she dies, I could still run the dungeon. Do I want to do that? But yeah, there's about three. I've got three around about sort of 20, 16, 14, 16, 20 that are kind of went, you know, if would I miss them? Would I really miss them if I killed them off and ran the dungeon? And I was like,
no,
step away from the challenge tunes. Leave the challenge tunes alone.
I think you've got to be level 16.
I realized I haven't been posting pictures of mine lately. I think when I was sick, I just got too, it was too much effort to think that far. So I just got out of a habit. I should start doing that again.
And that is the other thing, they changed, was it last week? They changed about having friends of friends and suggestions and things to do with the BattleNet and Facebook, integration with Facebook and all that kind of stuff, which I don't want the Facebook integration. Nope. And I actually ended up turning off the Real ID. And then I was like, I can't do my pictures. I've got to manually do my pictures. Which is a real pain in the neck to go into the folder So by me using, in particular, in-game, and I have this turned on for every tune because, come on, it's a screenshot. What else am I going to do? That I have Butterfly. It's an add-on. That's the add-on that I use and allows me to crop. So I just went, okay, well, I disabled as much as I could because, I don't want people to find me that I don't want to find me, or I don't want random people going, getting a BattleNet invite, request, be like, who on earth is this person? But I thought, well, okay, I need to turn Real ID back on. And so I shut down everything else, but just was able to turn Real ID on. And I was like, I can tweet again from in-game. Oh, yes. So, because it was a little bit distressing. I was like, it took me 5 minutes to try and tweet one without. I was like, nah, I'm not playing well like this. This is ridiculous. So that was the fun that I've had this week, and I've tweeted out a couple. So she's doing well. So I'm just going to get her a little bit more rested XP on this Bloodthirsty. And then she can go to, then she can level away and get to 13 and 14 from there. But I'm happy with that.
I didn't realize that Real ID impacted Twitter posts at all. I didn't think it would have.
Yeah. No, Real ID impacts all the kind of social media stuff.
Really?
So if you turn it off, then you've got no access to any of that. So you've got to have the Real ID part of it. And if you read through the terms and conditions of what they talk about, and Blizzard's got a whole post there about, having how secure the stuff is and all that. And it's quite a very interesting read. If you want to know about it, check out, obviously the Blizzard website for all that. But having stuff integrated, if you're happy to do that, well, then that's your choice. And if you're not happy to do that, I would be happy to not have Real ID, but still be able to just tweet. Like, I've got BattleNet. I've got my battle tag. Why do I have to have Real ID?
Yeah, that's what confuses me. It shouldn't matter. But you should be able to connect your account on Twitter and go. Why do you need Real ID? Okay.
it's all built into the coding or something of that. So it's like, okay. So, I mean, So, it might be a big deal for some people. It may not be a big deal for a lot of other people. But all I can say is when you're a female playing this game, and I've played this game for a very long time, I mean, nowadays it is very acceptable. I have a lot of girlfriends that game. But back when I first started gaming, there was three girls I knew on the server. One was me, and I knew two others.
Wow.
So, and I can tell you, harassment is not pretty. You guys can be real jerks. That's all I'm saying. I'm just using that as a very
those general. Guys. You those guys. Guys. You guys. Not you guys. Those guys.
You guys.
I don't do that crap. So, I don't do that stuff at all. Those guys do it.
Because I would smack you if you did. Anyway.
That's harassment, I know too.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
The way I do it, it won't be. It'll be like, bam! I'm kidding.
Well done.
I'm kidding. Anyway, let's rock and roll. And what have we got next?
News in the World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to do the bumper.
And it would be cool if I played the bumper, but it'd be cool if we got it like real life.
Oh, okay.
Now, live from Azeroth, news with Stone and Lita.
Yay.
There we go. Awesome.
We do love that. There we go. Alrighty. So, what have we got? We've got... Hatching of the Hippogriffs.
Yep. So,
February
23rd and 24th. It's 24 hours only. It's one of the new
holidays.
Yes, there you go. Basically, from what I could find on Wowhead, basically, once you go in there, so you have to go sit on an egg and wait till it hatches. And once it hatches, it will sit on your shoulder for 24 hours. And you can go kill some rare mob, and you can have an item that will increase the duration of the dude on your shoulder for up to 5 days.
Ooh.
That's it. It's not. It's awesome. And it's not meant to be a big deal. So I don't know how the leveling zone stuff is going to be. Well, it's the 23rd and 24th, so it doesn't go to the 25th, right? So it's like mid 23rd to mid 24th,
right?
So it's like that 24 hour thing.
Uh-huh. So it's like Talk Like a Pirate Day mixed with Pepe.
Yeah. So I don't know if mobs there will be at your level or not. Okay, so you know how like when we just had Call of the Scarab, the twilight mobs were actually now they are level one. They will scale to your level, and those are permanent. So we don't know if this will be the same. This is going to be in Feralis. So, you know, just beware, just in case, that's all. You know, it shouldn't be a big deal, but hopefully the mobs won't be too hard if you happen to go.
I'm taking Frosty Final over into Feralis right now.
Be careful.
I just parked her. Well, she's like, I don't know, whatever I said she was. I parked her over there just before I did this.
Mm-hmm.
I ran her through Dustwall and Marsh and ran out of quests, so I popped her over to Theralos.
Nice. Nisi says that it looks like Kieran Tor Pub Crawl might be back at the end of July.
Yep, that's what I saw too.
So that's exciting.
July.
I'm looking forward to that one, yeah. We have to wait a whole another 6 months until we can get back into it. I want my pub crawl now.
Yeah.
I want my character to get drunk online.
Well, you could do that yourself.
Yes,
you know what? Thursday night, we'll do that. we're going on a pub crawl. You're getting on your hoardy, and we're going on a pub crawl around Azeroth.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. Yeah. While we're podcasting. That sounds like a plan. There okay. we go.
Done.
Sorted. Yeah. We'll do our own. That's sure. nice. Okay. What have we got for site news then?
Okay. The first thing is the HOTS. So you know that there's the WoW mount, and basically what I'm doing is for anybody that's a Patreon or patroness, I don't know what to call the I don't know. If you support the site through
patron, I think you can go with.
Yeah. We're basically trying to help you get your mount. So that means a lot of HOTS playing, not tons of HOTS playing, but you need to play 15 games. You don't have to win, but you have to pick WoW heroes, and you must be with a friend. So if you don't have any friends to play with, I will play. So far I'm at 14 games on my US account. I need like one more, which I'm not worried about because it goes from February 15th actually to March 15th. So we have like a whole month. I believe I played with Awesome Trousers. We got 9 games within like an hour and a half or something. It was really quick. Okay. Yeah. We've got 6 more to go for him. So anybody that wants to take advantage of me, hit me up on Discord is probably the best way to get me. But I will actually be sending out a video in the next, I think by Tuesday to our mm-hmm. patrons about this, just to make sure everybody knows, because maybe people don't know. So, okay. Yeah. So, it's not Iron Man related, but I mean, if you guys support us, then I thought this would be a nice thing to do. So let's do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Diablo 3 official challenge.
Okay.
What's happening?
So you know how I have the rules up there, you know, just say, hey, if you want to play D3 using Iron Man rules. I did have a chance to look at the API, and really it doesn't give me a whole lot to track. So I can't track if you've put on a blue or yellow or orange piece of gear and go back to your gray and then log out, which is a big deal. So yeah. I'm not going to be doing any lists, but I will leave up the page so that if folks want something to do and try, just something there for folks to do. If things change, you know, I can put in a request, but it depends on what they have time for, right? And D3, I don't know how much time that they have for new things. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So all I just wanted to give an update on that, because I know we kind of talked about that about a month ago-ish, that I was going to look at the API. So I got a chance to. And I spent about a half hour, almost 45 minutes, trying to play around with it and seeing what I could get. Nothing. It does give you stuff, but not even close to what you would need to have to track this thing. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well.
Yeah.
No worries. All right. Next thing is tin level restrictions updated.
Okay. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about this, where we were looking at maybe, because we had somebody that didn't want to bring their character into Outland, right? I think they were like 61 or something like that. And they really mm-hmm. wanted to transfer the character over to Tin Man. So basically, what I decided was that I will leave. Okay, no, actually... Let's back up. This is what I do. I start reading ahead, and I start to talk about the things ahead, and then I've missed the things in the back. Okay. So I did create a whole transfer thing. So you could transfer your character from Iron Man over to Tin, and it would actually remove you from Iron Man. It would put you over to 10. You would have to log. You'd have to log in on your character. Have to take off a piece of gear. Log back out. Check it again. It was this whole thing. And as I was creating the page and trying to tell people what to do, I'm like, you know what? I don't. No, this is, it's too much. It's too much stuff. I want, and then I remembered Hoaxster would say, keep it simple, right? KISS.
Yep.
So, and I'm like, okay, let's go back. Okay. And think about what would make sense. So basically where we are going to be is that if you're, character has died at all,
yeah,
then you could be any level and you can add your tune over. If you haven't ever died once, then the level restriction is still the same. It's still going to be 10 to 30. So for the tunes that are like 75, 78, even 109. If you happen to run into some bad luck and die, you can add your character towards 10 now, and you'll be fine. Okay. For the characters that are still live, I would say keep on playing Iron until you die, right? And if you die, then go over to 10. So,
okay.
I think it keeps me a little bit happy in that I kind of wanted to keep them as a separate-ish list, but I totally understand wanting to transfer over. And it was funny, my guide died about, he died last night, and I made this change the night before that. So it was like, it was almost like I knew my character was going to die. So I was like, oh man, well I could keep it over at 10. Yeah, I guess so that's where we're going to, that's how it will be for a little bit at least, and see how things go, and we'll see how things go.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sounds like a good plan. Now speed to 60 for Irons.
Yeah, so I've been posting Twitter shots for most of the afternoon of racing cars and things that go fast. And basically, I've added code to check on your achievement time, okay? From level 10 to level 60, because I do not have access to your slash played. We have asked for it. Blizzard says no because it's a privacy thing, which is fair enough. So the next best thing is to see how long it takes you to go from 10 to 60. Yes, this is real time, and it's not played time. This will eventually... Hold on. Okay, so see? I'm doing it again. Doing it again. Okay, so some of the information that came back was... I was really amazed, was never died Shaw, hit level 60 in one day, 20 hours, 23 minutes, and 50 seconds. In second came...
Wow.
Like, that's real time.
Yeah. So, what?
Yeah. The next best was Iron Woman, which I would assume... When it's translated from Russian, it would be like an Iron Man name, right? Because it sounds like it. God. Is kind of in back of him by, looks like about an hour and math, 11 minutes-ish and 1 second. In third, fourth, and fifth are about another 6-7 hours off of that. So we're... It's just like for... Like we're not going to make a new challenge for... Irons, because the amount of time that you're going to have to take without having gear and all that stuff, We're not, we won't see amazing times. I'm not saying that these are not amazing times, but we're not going to see times like less than 24 hours, that kind of thing. However, what we are going to do is eventually we will be doing a non-iron challenge where we will track any character. Doesn't matter what you use, because right now there's no boost, right? So like there's a boost, but you go up to what is it? You can't go less than 90, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So basically, my thought is that I would do a tracking challenge where you can do any way that you can think of to get from 10 to 60 as fast as you can. I don't care. Okay. You want to spend money on pots. You want to get your friends to come and help you. That means less XP for you. But if you think that's going to make you level faster, we'll see. So I'm not going to start it right now, but I'm looking at the rules and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to try to keep it as simple as I can so no one can say, well, they got like five other people to do. I don't care. I want to see how fast can somebody actually go in that time, right? And I kind of figure this is letting people use lots of stuff. So like if you use all your heirloom gear, if you were a panda, if you use all your heirloom gear, was a panda, a monk, and the elixirs, those are your big four buffs. How fast can you go, right? It's just a minor side thing that I would like to do. So maybe in the next week or so, maybe a month-ish. I'm not 100% sure when I would go with it. But it's just something else to do.
Cool.
Just to...
Okay.
Because I want to add other things. And they don't have to be big deals. Just other stuff for people to do in WoW. If you really, really feel bored... I want to give folks things to do. I have two other things that I still want to do.
Okay. Well,
and I don't know what to call it. That's why I was like speed runners. I have no
speed
idea.
Speed racer.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get sued. So, you know. So.
Speed.
You know, there's other things I want to do, but they are more complicated. Far, far more complicated. And...
Nisi says dungeons allowed on those ones.
Yeah, as far as I have it in my head right now, anything goes. Because
anything goes. So you zero can't... to 60.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I think I have one rule is that you gotta register your character at between level 10 and 20. Just so that I can make sure that I've got you. Low to see how fast you actually go and not like it's an instant oh boom you're 60 and you can't play you're not allowed to play Death Knight because you're at 55. So I've taken that out. Level boosts sure you can use a level boost, but you're already at max and you won't be qualified, so you know it's not possible.
Yeah, this is only from 0 to 60. From 1 to 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So just something for somebody if you felt like, oh, I could beat that time. Okay, go.
Yeah.
I mean, you might find some trick of some, because I've heard of people leveling so fast. I'm like, I would love to see like actual times.
Mm-hmm. I can level that tune in 10 hours.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Level can you imagine tune. That?
And I kind of figured that this is going to be aimed at more of a person that can sit down for that amount of time, especially if you wanted to be at the top. that you couldn't just let it sit, right? Because I am not tracking playtime. This is real time. The
clock's ticking.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
cool.
Clock ticks starting level 10. Anyway, so
yeah,
I'm sure we'll figure out some other stuff in the coming weeks, but soon. TM.
Okay. Soon, TM. All right. Excellent. Well, that sounds exciting. So we will see where that goes from here on in. All right. How about we do the state of the challenges? So, Irons, how about Rogue Slayer? If you can do the Irons for me, please. So,
Irons, we have Never Died Port 74, Bazta 75, Iron Magi at 87, Zyawar 91, 8, I like that, nice straightforward name, 8, 92, Margblink 93, Never Died Sha 95, Geekster 102, Dedreven W 104, and Dedreven S 109.
Yeah, I'm just checking to see if they've updated. I'm just want to see if they. I'm just going to force an update on the character right now. Yeah, 109.
Uh huh.
Let's see.
As he says, Zaya died.
No, he's still 109. Oh. Zaya died? Zaya War died?
Zaya died.
Drag.
Well, that's no good.
Ouch. That's no good.
No, it's still 109.
Still 109? Yep. All right. Okay. That's exciting. Yeah. All right. Go, Never Died. Woo! All right. I will take the blood. So here we go. We've got Soul Shot at 29, Soul Shield at 33. Iontel at 34, Conjured Soul at 35, Kill Stuff Frog at 37, Patiz is 38, Genetic is 42, Sebastiana is 44, Bent Grinder is 63, and Soulbound hit 85. Four.
Nice.
Go, Nisi. Look at all yours, Nisi. Wow. Well done. No deaths either. Go, Bloods. Woo!
All right.
That's exciting.
Pacifists, we have Harmless 42, Yellow Flag, one kill with one killing blow. Joyful Vegan 44, Compassiona 45, Orgrin Grinder 50. Schnuffle Tips 60, Ferelian 61, Flower Child 62, Huey Hamster 63, Inapt Iron 79, and Serenella 84.
Wow. Woot! Well done, Pacifist. Nice. Look at those. They're going well.
Yep. So I've got Tins. We've got Torlboro hits level 36. Thermund is 42 and got his their first death. Mash died at 44 and deleted their tune.
No.
Not sure what the deal there is, but if it's a Tin Man challenge, you don't have to delete your character. I'm just saying. But. Okay. last Dango hits level 47. Hasn't died yet. Ramblin hits 48. Baz Tur hits level 60 and has not died yet. Chromite hits level 64. Also has not died yet. Tin Hunt hits level 65. Stone DK has entered the list at 66 with one death.
Right.
Wait, can I make a... anyways. I was going to do something on the air, and I'm like, is that going to get us clean tech? No, anyways. So, and Tin Hunter is at level 70, but went from one death to four deaths. I don't know what's going on, dude.
Mm.
But it probably
hit
found...
a wall.
Yeah, found an area that was no good. So hopefully they can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, well done, Tins. Good job, everyone, though. Going by, commiserations to anyone who lost any tunes this week. But well done for everyone on the leveling. That is fantastic. Yeah. All right. Let's go on to chit chat. So this is the where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, tips and tricks and all those kinds of things that we love to share with people and warn about potential disastrous areas, quests, all that kind of thing. All right, Rogue Slayer, can you take the first one for me, please?
Sure. This is from Discord, and it's Aaron. G'day, lads and lasses. Is anyone able to confirm whether or not I'm able to use me Hearthstone? Because I've been holding out in the thing, and I'm going to look like a right Gumby if I'm allowed. Well, Gumby, have you met Pokey? Because the answer, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, is
yeah,
you sure can.
Definitely
can use it. And if you're, what do we got? If you're, it's 30 minutes, not in a guild, 15 minutes in a guild. So, I mean, if you want to join a guild, then you've got 15 minutes or you got to wait. But if you're not, then it's 30. Remember when it used to be an hour?
Yes.
Yes. We all get that tone.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible.
I think this is one of the things that I've really been digging with this mage since the Frozen Challenge is teleporting.
Especially
with Love in the Air. I'm like, got my bracelets. Oh. Ding. Ironforge. Oh. Ding. Stormwind.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. As opposed to all of us that have to, what's the quickest way? I do this on later when I was handing in the badges because I was trying to get the enough so I could get the toys. And I'd map it out. I'd be like, right, if I go from here to here and then I go back to here, use my guild cloak to Hearthback, then I take the portal through to Del. Then from there I take that portal to here. Then from there, I go, and I had it down to as best as I reckon I had it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not being a mage and not wasting my time finding a mage to port me, I'm like, okay, what's the quickest way I can do the four bosses? But, yeah, it's quite funny. All right, I'll take the next one. So from Discord, Grimblewald asks, it says spec changes are allowed, but talents are not. Does that mean upon dinging level 10, I can pick Frost, Fire, Arcane?
Can you pick a spec?
Where's Azzy? That's Azzy's question.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah.
There he is.
Yep. Actually, there was a question posed about selecting a talent in the forums, which I didn't want to post here. But if you pick a talent, that's it, right? So
you're done.
Just take care. You can pick a spec.
No talents.
Except I see in Tin Man, you can use talents.
Yes. To be honest, I always assume it's iron, unless they actually say, right? Mm-hmm. Because iron's the big boy.
Yeah. The spec boy. Changes are fine, but no talents, people. That is the
you must remain talentless, you talentless hacks.
Yeah. Wow.
You must that's a good you talentless hacks. Show title? Which one?
Awesome.
I don't want to insult.
Hang on, you're
insulting our viewership.
I'm included in it.
Just saying.
Exactly. That's hilarious. I like
own
that
it.
One.
Just own that it.
One. Just own it. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, Rogue Slayer. Next one's for you.
All right. Also from Discord, Waltz says, Hey guys, I had just accidentally equipped a green item I got from a quest instead of the actual quest item. First time doing it, and I'm level 47. Does this mean I have to restart? I unequipped it right away as soon as I noticed my error. Well, Waltz, we've all been there. And we've all restarted.
Yeah, there is, see, I thought, okay, I am pretty sure I had put the code in to say you're allowed the one by accident. And then I was pretty sure that I had removed it. And then somebody told me that I didn't. So it's still there. So it's still there. It's now that you can level up really quick. I kind of want to remove it, but if you've had this affect you, like, don't worry, because you won't all of a sudden get a red flag. Because if you were green flag for something before, you're not going to all of a sudden get red flagged. But it's something that I believe I'll be removing, because it's really not for the.
If you equip a green,
you shouldn't.
Start again.
Yep.
Because, I mean, yeah, like you said, Rogue, we've all done that.
Yeah.
We've all done it. And we've all just gone. Oh, you did blue ones. That's right.
Yeah. I did blue ones. I did trying to sell it. And no.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm equipping them. That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
Yeah. But I suppose, I mean, if you go kill the toon, then you can roll it as a 10.
You would still be flagged because tin, you're not allowed to wear green. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So tin is pretty much like Iron Man. Just you can keep on going after you die, and you can use talents. I think you can use health potions and
food. Looks like you can use potions and food buffs.
Food buffs. Those are the bigger things. So.
Mm.
I wanted to make it very close to it, but not too easy.
Right? Okay, then just delete it. Just give us all your gold and delete it and study.
Yeah, like that. Give us all your gold.
Yeah.
Sorry. What server you're on?
Nice.
Let's find out. Yeah. But that's awesome. It's good to see everyone's using Discord. So thanks, guys.
I'm getting a lot of use out of it. Yeah. Getting a lot of use.
I wake up and go, scroll. Oh, they've all been chatting while I've been asleep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It's good to have our Discord server. So thanks, everyone that's in there and using it. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. All right. What else have we got? A couple things you want
to
mention?
I wanted to mention, I hear that somebody is making a leveling guide.
Apparently.
I saw a screenshot of what it's gonna look like.
The drawing.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'm so looking forward to it.
That sounds pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be, I would say, hilarious. So Zortz can't back out now.
Yes.
Because it's now been mentioned.
That's exactly.
And we are very, very excited. We can't wait to see what you do, Zortz. But yes, it's supposed to be a how-to guide for irons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Satirical. Purely, yeah.
Sure.
We don't care. We think it'll be awesome. So we're very excited. Yes.
There was one question in the chat from Ash. Do you have a way to filter out DC deaths? Blizz has been dealing them out a lot lately. For folks that have died due to DCing, there is no way that I would be able to know. I mean, and I would even say that there would be no way that Blizzard would know. I mean, how would they know?
Right.
I don't think it matters to them that much, to be honest, because if you died, for them, if you died, we'll come back on a res and keep playing your character.
Yeah,
for us, when you're dead, you're dead. Right? So,
yeah.
So it's a little bit different for us.
It's
but...
like, no, yeah. No!
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, unfortunately, yeah, you can't. There's no way for me to do it. I wish. Mm-hmm. I wish. Yeah. Yeah, they just like our money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Money tree. Shake it. Shake it.
Work
okay.
it.
Okay.
Use it.
Alrighty.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything for today.
I think we've covered it and then some.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Iron Man killed by idea. Okay. Okay. So, I didn't know if you were going to scroll up and stuff. Okay. Our next show will be Saturday, February the 25th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is Sunday, February the 26th, 10 a.m. Queensland time, or 11 a.m. Aussie time, or 1 a.m. Thule time. And if you don't know what those are, well, it's Queensland, because it's Queensland, and Aussie East and Central European. So there you go. And Rogueslayer, thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for having me.
Again?
Yay. Always fun.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. We always love it when you come talk to us. So thank you. So do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you?
Sure. Please. You can find me on Twitter at Rogueslayer1, the number one. You can find me on Tumblr, tumblr.rogueslayer. Nope, sorry, rogueslayer1.tumblr.com. And Instagram, can you guess? Rogueslayer1.
And never would have guessed that.
You can also hear my mostly weekly segments on guild updates on Control Alt Wow.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you for that. We'll have the details up on the website with this episode. And I do love seeing your food. Instagram pics is always good.
We had a couple of delicious ones this week.
Yes, yes. And I can't wait to see some more toon pics, screenshots.
Yes, up on, I'll remember to do that. You'll see them later tonight, I bet.
Yay!
I have one that's about to hit 30, I think. 20 or 30.
Nice. Nice, very nice. Well, good luck with all your challenge tunes this week, and we can't wait to see where you go with them all. Very exciting.
Grazie.
Okay. All right. So where you can find us, thewildchallenges.com is the website. You can email us at podcast@wildchallenges.com, and we have a Twitter on the tweets, which are, well, Twitter is at wildchallenges. All of a sudden, my brain went mush.
I love the tweets.
All of a sudden?
Yeah. All of a sudden, for this minute. Not for the previous, 5 minutes.
Everything else is fine.
That's right. That's right. We do have a Discord server, and if anyone is interested in joining, I am not reading out what this the mumbo jumbo stone will put into the chat for Twitch, and if not, there is a link up on the WoW Challenges website, so click on that and come join our Discord server if you would like. We have text chats and we have voice, so if you want to jump in, you know, the voice channels and talk to other Iron Man and Challenge Tune people, go for it. We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WoW Challenges. The show every week is up on YouTube at youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. That is the number one, like Rogue Slayer 1.
Ah,
we are WoW Challenges 1. And don't forget, you can come catch us live on twitch.tv/WoW Challenges every week.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. Like I'm grasping you. As well as a podcast once a week with Lita. It's really early in the morning. It's like really early in the morning.
Like 5 o'clock.
5 a.m. Live. Mm. Whew, that's what I do.
But well, semi-live anyway. Live-ish, what yeah. you call it.
Well, I'm more like...
yeah, trust me.
Last week I wasn't bad.
Go live, he's like, grub, grub.
Last week I wasn't bad. The week before I was like in a horrible mood. I think it's the worst... Oh, I was nasty.
Thank you.
Like, I don't care.
He was grumpy.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Get
off
my virtual lawn.
I just wanted to say we were going on live. Yeah, that's how I feel like when I'm up at 5 in the morning. But I like doing it, so I actually don't mind doing it. So, I mean, I joke about it, but I don't mind doing it. So I want to say thank you for everybody that supports us through Patreon. I'd like to do a little bit more if I can. So if there's stuff that comes up that you think we could help with, let me know. Like mount runs mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. I will help you run yep. through stuff. Sure.
And don't forget with the HOTS that's on the at the moment that you had mentioned earlier. So if anyone's, you know, keen for the patrons that want to get the WoW mount. Well, you get both the HOTS mount and the WoW mount, but this specifically you get the WoW mount by playing heroes. So
I will play either side too. So I'll go US or EU. I don't have a Taiwan account and I don't have a Korean account. So unfortunately mm-hmm. those folks I can't support. I don't really think we get a lot of folks from there, so that's gonna be okay. Aussies I will do. I will make it happen some way, somehow. I will make it happen. I will be sending out a video message to patrons only in the next few days to remind you all about hot stuff. It's not just certain folks. It's I want everybody. Mm-hmm. I want to try awesome. And hit as many people as I can, if we can. Heroes of the Stone. I will tell you, I used to think that the game was kind of fun.
Not so much,
but yeah, I mean now I've had anyway, so let's just move on because I don't want to say anything bad about pods.
Anyway, they can contact you if people the patrons are interested in that. Alrighty, so you can find me, I'm on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And I do a couple of other shows as well, which is Behind the Avatar, as well as Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. Big thank you to Mark Conan.
What's happening tonight or today?
Oh, I'm doing the last. We're doing the last show of Geektopia tonight.
How many hours from now?
It's 1.5.
Are you going live?
And I think
no?
we're streaming it. We're going to stream it live for the last episode. Yeah, with Ben and Steve. So.
And you'll tweet it, right? Yes.
Okay, we normally please. Do. So. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but other than that, yeah, it's time for it to retire. Well, retire. Whether it comes back in the future, we will see. But real life is just. It's just what it is. So for the moment, it's just going to go on a extended hiatus. Let's just say that. But we do want to thank Mark Conan for our intro. We do love our intro. If you want to contact him, he's on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And he is also part of Torrent Think Tank with Jules. And we do love them both very much. And they do an awesome show. So if anyone's interested, you can talk to Mark Conan. Other than that, hope you both have a good week. Thanks, chat room. You guys have been awesome. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. And I think that's a show.
I think that's a show. Thanks for listening. Awesome. And we'll
Thanks, hopefully Rookslayer.
Be in your Thank ears you. Next time. Thanks for coming. Okay, bye-bye.
See you next time.
Him, him, him.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.